Okay, today's daf is Demai Dav Yud Zayin, and we are on Tezayin Mabez towards the bottom. This Masechta Shiurim was sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram Dvar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we get into more halachis, and on today's daf you have a number of lists of different types of vegetables and fruit and produce for different areas near Eretz Yisrael that are not considered Eretz Yisrael. Do we assume this came from Eretz Yisrael or not? The Masechta goes through when you could assume that it's from Chutz La'aretz, and therefore there's no Chiyuv of Trumas and Maestros, and there's no Demai, or when do you have to assume that it comes from Eretz Yisrael, like the list back in the first Mishnah of the Perek, and we continue with that. So we are on the second to last line of the Gemara here on Tez Zayin Mabez. We spoke about Beit Sha'an. Rebbe was Matir Beit Sha'an based on the fact that Rebbe Meir acted lakula for Beit Sha'an, and he wouldn't have done that because he knew people would be watching him. He is an Adam Gadol, an Adam Chashuv, and if he acts lakula, so he has, must be that he understands that people are going to follow him, and that's what Rebbe did. And the later generation, and the people around him were upset because how could you do that? Earlier generations didn't act this way. And he says, what do you mean? Just like the Nechash and Nechoshes, earlier generations, you know, had it, and later on they destroyed it because they realized it was causing problems. So sometimes, you know, things improve in a certain generation, and that's not saying anything negative about the earlier generation. It's just saying that's the generation that took advantage of this atara, of this crown, so to speak. Okay, so we are on the second to last line. Rishu ben Levi, having mefaki l'talaya, Rishu ben Levi was machmir regarding these issues of Beit Sha'an. So he said, a mefaki l'talaya, he used to command his young children, the youths, Lotisvin liyarak, don't buy me vegetables in Beit Sha'an, elam and ginsa de Sisra, only from the gina of Sisra. Right? What does Sisra mean? And what is he referring to? The Mefarshim explained that according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he holds Yesh kinyan la'akum lafkiyamidei maishos, meaning if a non-Jew really owns an area of Eretz Yisrael, so then that bailus would uproot the mitzvahs, uproot the kedusha of Shuz and maishos. He held, though, that Beit Sha'an was Eretz Yisrael. So therefore he argued, and he wasn't Mekel, like Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi, like we just had. But he would hold that if a guy actually did own it, then it would be a putter. The problem is, sometimes if you buy it from a non-Jew, maybe that non-Jew had stolen it from a Jew. And really, there was Jewish bailus still there, right? Because the Mefarshim also explained, he holds, like it says in Sukkah, karka eina nigzeles. That karki, if I steal a piece of land from you, so then it's always yours. You know, there's no yeush on land, and you know, if I stole an item, so then there's something called yeush and shini rishus. I have it, you give up hope, it becomes mine. But by land, if the non-Jew took it from a Jew, it's still the Jew's, and there's still kedusha. So he was always machmer. He said, you know what, you can never be mako unless you know it's from Sisra's garden. Sisra's garden is for sure non-Jewishly owned, and therefore one can be Mako. What's Sisra's garden? So 2 days in the Mefarshim here, either there was a guy named Sisra, and you know that that land was always belonging to the non-Jews, or it might have been a guy named Sisra, but it goes way, way back to the times of Sisra. As we know, in the days of Sefer Shoftim, and you know, maybe this was the family name, the family plot, and you know it came from non-Jews, right? So to see the Maharaf Fulda, he says, Ginesh Sisra dihi bevadei shalo haisav lo shal Yehudim, v'kesem mishta pir shaisa shal ha-Sisra harishon. The first Sisra, look in the Rosh Sirlio, Ginsa de Sisra, de Kesavar de Sisra Sartzva Yavin Have, right, he was the army general, Umiplach Beit Sha'an Ninhu, and it was from the area, Beit Sha'an, Vikasavri de Beit Sha'an Niskatsha, Shayimalin Mas, right, it had Kedusha, Avakvarim Shel Haginos, Lokov Shavim Bakdusha Shvias, there was no Kedusha Shvias here, and this, so some area that was not, included. Sisra, we know, of course, is famous for one halacha, one minhag, right? And that is, besides the story of being killed by Yael, we know the minhag of the Yerushalmi, actually, that's quoted at the end of Rosh Hashanah by Rabbeinu Hananel and by Tosfos, and that is blowing 100 kolos. Why do we blow 100? Right? We go from 9 which is what the Torah mandates, right? Three truas with the tekiah before and after, and that turns it to 30, because you have to hear, we don't know which one, tarat, tashat, tashrat, so we blow each of them three times, which turns it to 30, and then we bump that up, because we want tekiahs al seder habrachos, we want tekiahs along with the amida, and then we bump that up to make 100, because the Yerushalmi says, V'ksiv, I'm reading from the Rabbeinu Chananel at the end of Rosh Hashanah. V'ksiv b'imei de Sisra, ba'ara chalo nishkafa, v'tiyabev eim Sisra. V'tiyabev from the word yabava, right, that's the word for trua, yom yabava yibihelechon. So Sisra's mother cried 100 cries when she saw that he wasn't coming back, based on the psukim in Shiras Dvora, and the Abbe Vev Sisra, and she cried, so therefore we blow 100 kolos. And all every Sefer on Rosh Hashanah talks about, why do we care about the mother of this anti-Semitic general that killed so many Jews, you know, that she cried. That she cried, many, many Musarvarts are relating to the mother of Sisra. But it's fascinating, just the one makar, which kind of takes the fire out of a lot of the Mefarshim. If you look at Rav Kasher in the Torah Shlema at the beginning of Chayisara, so there's a medrash there. Vayavosa Avram lispod l'sara. Ukshiba Avram mehar Maria chara apo shel Samael. Right, when Avram Avinu finished the Akedah, the Satan was very upset. Shara shelo alsa biyodu tavas libo. He saw he wasn't successful. Levatel karbano shel Avraham. He wasn't successful with all the midrashim that he tried to stop Avraham. Ma asa halach va'amar l'sara. So the Satan went and told Sarah, "Hey Sarah, lo shamata mashanase ba'olam. Have you heard the news?" Amr lo lav. She says, "No." Amr la lakach ishech hazaken lenar yitzlak vehikrivo la'olam v'hanar boche umiyalel shelo yachol lehinatzel. You didn't hear? Poor Yitzchak is on the, he was about to be killed, and he's crying and he's begging for mercy, and your husband had no mercy on him. Did you hear the news? Miyad etchila boche umiyaleles. Bachta shalosh bechios keneged shalosh tekios. Shalosh yilalos keneged shalosh yibavos. Uparcha nishmasa vamesa. Sarah cried and cried and cried. Different types of cries. And her neshama left. Ba Avram Avinu umasa shemesa. Avram Avinu comes and sees that she died. Shenema, right? The medrash that we know that the Satan convinced and told Sarah, maybe this was, according to one of the Rishonim, this was the 10th test. To see if he would regret it. To see if he would go back and be upset that he did it, right? Akedah was number 9. I think the Rabbeinu Bachai, one of the days in Rashi, quoted that this was the 10th. Sher vayevo sara. But look what the Lashon says. Hitchila bocheo bayeles bachsa sholosh bechios vayeles sholosh tekios. Suggests Rav Kasher that all the midrashim that talk about Ema de Sisra is really a mistake. It really should be Ema de Sara. Really, aim at the Sarah, which makes a lot of sense that we cry for Sarah's cries on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah we lay in Akedas Yitzchak, and there's a lot connected. I mikolam akaras anal ubepra midivrei chemdas ayamim nira barer the bashakasav ba'aruch b'shem kasav Yerushalmi the token sadi kolos lamed b'dias v'yam lachas l'al seder v'esak kashagomer kol tefila kanegamei pios the pasa imat the sisra. V'chulu, also in Rebbeinu Chananel, and in Sefer Apardes, the tzarech letaken k'negen mei apios depasa imenu sara, de ma inyan hu lahazkir ime de sisra, v'chi b'shol d'amrina b'rash Hashanah de matzinu b'kra v'tiyabe v'im sisra, ma shaychos yesh la'asos zikaron mea kolos laze, amnam apia midrasha manal, ze matim ma'od, right, because it is sara imenu. Okay, there's a lot there, but Klal Yisrael have had Ime de Sisra for 1,000 years, so we'll keep saying the drushes on it, but that's Rav Kasher's suggestion, that really it should all be Ime de Sara. Okay, so we continue. So Sisra makes an appearance in Maseches Demai. So what happens? Rav Shimon Levi told his youths, we're in the middle of the story still, told his youths, so when you go to Beit Sha'an, you have to be Machmir, except for the Sisra garden. Come Ime, Zachor Latov. The one time, this student, the Zachor Latov, who's the Zachor Latov? Eliyahu Navi. That's how the Yerushalmi calls Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi Zachor Latov, the one who's remembered for good. So the Zachor Latov came and to the youth, Amar Lein, he said to the Na'ar of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Zil Amor L'Rabcha, go tell your Rebbe. The Mefarshim wonder, why didn't he just go to Rabbi Shua ben Levi himself? Right, we're going to have a story about Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Eliyahu Navi, that's in a minute. But Amar lechem ol rabcha, go tell your Rebbe, les hada ginta de Sisra. This Sisra garden, it's wrong. It's not Sisra's. Do you die have it's Vakale? It used to be Jews. It used to be a Jews, and Sisra killed him. Vinasos mina took it from him. See, he's so machmir and he's only mekel here. Guess what? This land also belongs to a Jewish family. The in bas machmir al nafshach. And tell him, if you want to be machmir on yourself, ishtiri lachavrach. Or the other girsa is ishtavi lachavrach. Right, make yourself equal with your friends. What exactly is he saying? A couple of pshatim that are given. Some say, you're being so machmir, you're treating Beit Sha'an like Eretz Yisrael against the others. But really, it's, you know, you should realize, you know, that's not helping you in this situation. And therefore, you know what? You don't want to be machmir, just be machmir like them. That ain't kinyan la'akim, lafkiyim edei ba'isras. That the Akum's bailus would not change anything. And follow their chumrah that if it's owned by if a piece of Eretz Yisrael is owned by a non-Jew, it doesn't change anything. But Beit Shan is owned by is not Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you ought to be machmer in one direction. Just be machmer regarding this ein kinyan la'akum. But it doesn't mean that you have to be machmer to assume that this is part of Eretz Yisrael. Right, and the Rav Chaim Pidievsky also says something similar. Ibayz machra nafshach, shelo linhog behetera shel Rebbe, shehitri ele makomos, ishtavi lachavroi. Make yourself equal to your friends. Hold up their chumras. Nahog besada zu ki bishar sado shel akum. Right, and therefore, basically saying your chumra doesn't really fit, and therefore just hold like everybody else. Hold like everybody else, and in that way, you'll be able to, have certain nihugim that fit with the land. There's a lot to say about Eliyahu HaNavi. Obviously, once we're talking about Rav Shmuel Belevi, it's interesting that Eliyahu HaNavi did not come to him. But we know there's a very important story about Rav Shmuel Belevi and Eliyahu himself. Right? Sanhedrin Sadiches in the Bavli. Rav Shmuel Belevi Ashkach LeElyahu. Nevi Kamiya Pischa Demarta the Rishon Beyachai. Rav Shmuel Belevi once found Eliyahu HaNavi sitting in the doorway of the cave of Rashbi. Amar Le Asin Alam Adasi. So Shimon Levi says, am I going to Olam Haba? Amar Lei, Imir Tza Adon Zeh. That's the source for Imir Tza Hashem. If Mashiach wants, Imir Tza Adon Zeh. Amar Shimon Levi, or maybe he means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Unclear. Imir Tza Adon Zeh. Rashi say, anything Adon Zeh? Yeah. Shechina Haisav Imam. I think that was in early Onavi. That's going to be, Mashiach's going to be referred to in the next line. It means Hashem. Imir Tza Hashem. Amar Shimon Levi, Shtayim Reisi V'Kol Gemol Shamati. I see two, me and you, but I hear a third. I hear the call of Shechina. Amar Le, Ema Sasi Mashiach. When's Mashiach coming already? Amar Le, Zil Shaila L'Didei. Why don't you go ask him? Go ask Mashiach yourself. Where is he? He's at the doorway of Rome, taking off his bandages, putting on his bandages, without getting into those details now. So he goes and finds him. Azal Gabe, Amar Le, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Yomari. Shalom Alechem. Amar Le, Shalom Alecha, Bar Levi. Right, Shalom Aleichem, Bar Levi. Amar Le, Le, Ema Sasi Mar. When are you coming already? Amar Le, one of my favorite stories in all of Shas. Hayom, today. I'm coming today. Awesome, look at Eliyahu. So Rav Shimon Levi runs back to Eliyahu HaNavi. Amar Lei, my Amar Lecha, what did he say to you? Amar Lei, Shalom Alecha, Bar Levi. Gave you Shalom Aleichem, Bar Levi. So Amar Lei, Avticha Chalecho, Lavua, Lama Da'asi. So that answer shows you go to Olam Haba. That's why I said before that it was the Shechina, but really Mashiach gave the answer. By saying Shalom Aleichem, Bar Levi, he was saying that you and your father are going to Olam Haba. You say, it gives you Shalom Aleichem. Amar Lei, but then he continues, Shkri Kashakarbi. He lied to me. He lied to me. Why? He said he's coming. I guess the day finished. He didn't come. He said he's coming today. Amar Lei, Hayom Asina, Velo Asa. Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Lecha. You misunderstood what the words were. Hayom didn't mean Hayom. It means Hayom in Bekolo Tishmo. Right? It's Hayom dot dot dot. If we would have deserved it, but we obviously didn't deserve it. He could have come that day, but he didn't. But Hayom in Bekolo Tishmo. So that is a story with Eliyahu HaNavi and Rishu ben Levi. Again, I'm not sure here why he didn't go to Rishu ben Levi. Maybe he didn't want to give him the tochacha or tell him something like that straight. He told his Talmud. Eliyahu HaNavi is the one in the Yerushalmi that's called Zachur Latov. Interesting, if you look in the Medrash, maybe it's Yerushalmi too, but the Medrash has one other person that has the extra phrase, Zachur Latov. Who else gets Zachur Latov? Charvona. Charvona gets Zachur Latov in Esther Rabbah. Right? Remember the story that the king gets up in his anger and Michal HaMalach pushes Haman onto Esther's bed, and then Esther starts screaming, he's trying to take me in your house, right? And that's why Haman gets embarrassed. Ma'ase Eliyahu Zachur Latov. Nidme lecharvona. V'yamar lo Adoni Amalek am hinei yoed asher asa haman Mordechai daveri Pinchas or achlomar charvona zachur latov. Right, charvona zachur latov because really charvona is Eliyahu. Eliyahu dressed up like charvona, and that's why charvona gets to be zachur latov because really Eliyahu is the one that's zachur latov. One other story of the day. Remember the Rav Chaim Yivelazhin, I've quoted this in the past. He was always very makbid, never to make a bracha unless somebody was there to say amen. Because amen is mashlim the bracha. We had this in back of Maseches Brachas. So one time it was late at night and he was in the Beis Medrash and there was nobody there and he was very, very thirsty. So he didn't know what to do. He was very thirsty. All of a sudden one of his talmidim walks in at midnight. He's like, oh, thank God. He makes a bracha, drinks, amen. Fine. The next morning he sees the Talmud and he says, I want you to thank you for coming in last night. He's like, I know what you're talking about. I wasn't here. He says, no. You were came in. Remember, at midnight, you came in, you said, Amen. He said, I went to sleep early. I was not in the Beis Medrash. Rav Chaim Yivelazhin realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had sent a malach that dressed up like his Talmud in order to allow him to make a shahakol. But fine, amazing. But forevermore, Rav Chaim Yivelazhin gave a karas hatov to that Talmud. And the question is, that Talmud didn't do anything. Right? It was just, a malach that was dressed up. So he said, if the Malach chose this Talmud to dress up like, it must be somebody special, and therefore, I'm going to say thank you. What do you know that from? Charvona Zachur Latov. If Elio chose Charvona to dress up like, why Charvona? That's only one of the officers of Achashverosh. Why Charvona? It must be something to do with Charvona. So Charvona Zachur Latov, so therefore, that's why he gave him thanks also. Okay. Vayter, we continue. Says there's a lot more about Eliyahu Navi, but we continue. Rabbi Yosi Tekfar Dan B'Shem Rabbi Ben Madaya Haminin HaAsur and Beit Sha'an. The following items are imported. Beit Sha'an, again, according to the as we said yesterday, was not considered Eretz Yisrael. Right? Maybe it's not the Beit Sha'an of today. Or even if some of these areas were, maybe they were not reconquered by the Ole Bavel. And therefore, it didn't have the Kedusha. So, these items, though, in Beit Sha'an doesn't grow these items. And therefore, you have to assume they came from Eretz Yisrael. So, these are Asurim. HaKetzach v'ashum shemin v'achardo v'ashum v'abulchasin ha'afunin ha'shchorim v'abitzalim onions and peas, bitzalim. We changed the girsa here a little bit. Hanim karan b'mida, right? Certain types of onions that are sold in bulk. Ubnei hamadina hanim karan b'mida. Upola mitzri, Egyptian beans. Haneakad b'shifa, that are bound with a shifa, some type of reed that they used to bind it with, and only the ones from Eretz Yisrael were bound in this way. Uminta haneaked b'fnei asma. Minta, mint, that was bound by itself. Right, the Marafolda says either this also means mint pulana mitzri, some type of Egyptian bean, or some other type of vegetable. Vaha'is tefanini la'olam. All of these are usur whenever you buy them when you get them in Beit Sha'an, because you assume they for sure came from Eretz Yisrael. These don't grow in Beit Sha'an. Vakaflotos, but when it comes to leek, these kaflotos, min ha'atzeres vad Chanukah. If you buy them from Shavuos to Chanukah in Beit Sha'an, so then you assume that they come from Eretz Yisrael. But from after Chanukah, so then they come from other areas that are not Dafka Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they are not Asurin. Amar Reb Zira, and he explains, min atzeres vad Chanukah, from Shavuos to Chanukah, Yisur Rabba Laheter, then most of these kaflotos in Beit Sha'an are from Eretz Yisrael. And therefore you go by the Rove, and therefore you assume that it is Aser, it has Kedusha Sa'aretz. Min Chanukah vad atzeres heter Rabba La'iser. But after that, you might have some from Eretz Yisrael, but most of them are not, and therefore heter Rabba al Ha'iser. Uleinyin Svichin. What about the Svichin that come to Beit Sha'an? Remember we spoke about Svichin yesterday. Two days ago, about the aftergrowths during Shemitah, and Svichin are Aser Midrabanan. We read the Rambam, right, based on the Mishnayos, that there were those that planted during Shemitah, and they said they planted the year before Shemitah, so the Chazal Asered, all items that are yearly planted, that are annually planted, are Aser during Shemitah. So that's why fruits are not a problem, but the vegetables and the grains are a problem, unless they grew a little bit before. But so regarding Svichin, what do you do about Svichin in Beit Sha'an? These are items. So, May, Rosh Hashanah, now we're talking about the eighth year, because it's Svichin about right afterwards. May, Rosh Hashanah, Ar Chanukah, Isser Svichin. Right, the first couple of months from Tishrei Cheshvan, Kislev, most of Kislev, so that was 2.5 months. So that's Isser Svichin, because you assume all the items that came grew in Eretz Yisrael and they're Svichin. The Grod changes the next two lines. because it just fits in better. That was period one, right after beginning of Shemitah, from Rosh Hashanah to Hanukkah. Then, Minatzeres ad Rosh Hashanah, the end of the year, from Shavuos till the following Rosh Hashanah, in eighth year, then it's Mutter. But, Min Chanukah ad Atzeres, Tzricha. Right? The middle part of the year, from Chanukah to Shavuos, that's Sorachian. That we don't know, that's a suffix, how you treat it, and therefore, guess one would have to be Machmir, because it's a suffix, it's a suffix d'araisa. Good. Hakishuin, Vahadiluin, Vahavatichin, Vamalafafonos. All of the, this is continued on the list. These are going back to the Brisa. We just took a little break because we spoke about the Kaflotos. But these are the next things on the list that are Usser in Beit Sha'an. Right? The gourds, the Diluin, Vavatichin, the watermelons, Vamalafafonos, Vahayayin, Vashemen, Vatamorim, Afsios. And these types of bitter dates. Vayesh Omrim, Avhatormisin. Termisin, certain types of items that have to be cooked very well. Upaschala, or the Mefarshim had that as one word, paschala. La'olam, all of these are considered usser in Beit Sha'an because they come from Eretz Yisrael. Termisin, interesting, is used in other areas. You know, termisin are used in the Borer, Sogi, and Shabbos. Hard to know exactly what that means, but termisin are used as a musser for Klal Yisrael. Just take one break for a minute. The Gemara in Beit Sha'an Daf Chaf Hey, where the Gemara says, Chatsuva mikatei ragleon derishia. The chatsav will cut down the legs of the wicked. Why chatsav? Remember, chatsav is the plant that grows with roots straight down. They used to use that for the tchumen of Eretz Yisrael to know who's in which which shevet or the board of Eretz Yisrael. It goes straight down the roots. So this would cut down the feet of the wicked. Why? Because people used to be masikvul, and they used to take people's property and push the fence, but the roots don't lie. Therefore, they used to check the chatzav roots down, and that used to prove, you know, who owned the property. So, chatzav mekatei ragleon derishia, nitiya mekatei ragleon dekatzvaya, nitiya, that means the halachas of Arla, cut down the legs of the butchers, who used to act very fast and try to eat their meat and do whatever they want before they did shechita, before the animal actually died. They didn't have any patience. Arla tells you to have patience. Arla tells you to have patience. And termisa mikatea ragleon disonential Yisrael. The termisin cut down the legs of the enemy of the Jews, which means the euphemism, the Jews. Why termisin? Because the pasuk says in Shoftim that we never listen to Hashem. Vayosifu bnei Yisrael asos harabnei Hashem. Vayavdu asa ba'olam ez asharetz v'eseliyar. We worship all of these different gods. Vayazvos Hashem below avduhu. And we left Hashem and we didn't serve him. Asks the Gemara, if we left Hashem, any yodeh shelo yavdu, obviously we didn't serve him. What's the double lashon of we left Hashem and we didn't serve him? Matam alomer velo avduhu, amar blaza amar akadosh baruch hu, afilu keturmis hazeh. Even like this termis, sheshokin oso sheva pa'amim, v'ochlin oso bikinua chasuda, you have to cook it seven times because it's very hard and inedible. To cook it seven times, and finally, the termisin, you cook seven times, then you eat it for dessert. Right? I gave you this tzara and that. I cooked you seven times, and you still don't turn to me. I'm Yisrael. So we don't even learn the message of the termisin. Right? Rashi quotes, Min kitnis v'humar ma'od. It's very bitter. Acha sholken oso shema pa'amim menasa matok. Vatov, ache yochal lamatamim bikinuach seuda. You cook it a lot, and then it's going to be worth it. But we don't even act like the termisin. We don't even act like the termisin. So back to our Gemara, the termisin, of termisin and paschala in Beit Sha'an. Hare elu b'shviya shviyas. So all of these items during Shemitah, you assume, are from Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah. B'shar shnei shvua ma. What about the rest of the other years? What do you consider them? Rabbi Yona amar demai, Rabbi Yossi amar vadai. Machlokas, whether demai, suffik tevel, or vadai tevel. V'lo pligin, and there's no machlokas. Ma'ad Rabbi Yona amar demai, b'lokeach mena balukni. Balunki, right? When Rabbi Yona says, Yemi mafish demai, that's if you're buying it from a balunki. That means from a merchant. So you're not 100% sure where it grew, whether it was Trumas and Mice was taken off of it, so your mafish demai. Umad Rabbi Yossi amar vadai balokech ben agina. If you buy it mamish from the non-Jewish farmer, right, that grew it, so you assume for sure he did not take off Trumas and Mice, and it's from Kedush Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you'd be mafish it vadai tevel. Period. Adheichan, what are the borders of Beit Sha'an? Right, we spoke a lot about Beit Sha'an. Again, these are details of specific cities, but we learn halachas from, and messages from these details. So what are the borders? Parshata Veritzifta Venafsha de Puntia Adkvar Karnayim Vekvar Karnayim Kebet Shan. Okay, different places. Rabbi Yonah b'Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Zacharia Haminin Haasurin Bepanyas. Another place. The following are the items that are also in Panyas. Some say that this is Banyas, right? Banyas up north, near the Banyas River. Ha'egozin v'ha'orez v'ha'shumshimin u'pola mitzri. Well, these items, the nuts and the rice and the sesame and the Egyptian beans, those are all, you assume, came from Eretz Yisrael, Vadai, right next to Banyas. Gamliel Zuga Amar, Achinios Habachoros. The early ripening dates also are Vadai. Amar Reb Yonah, Hada de Tamar, Mitarnagol Kisarion Ulamala, and that's only above this place. Tarnagol Kisarion is a place. Above that area, that's where it's not Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you just have to have these halachas of if you buy these, you assume they're from Eretz Yisrael. But lower down, you know, that is Eretz Yisrael. So you don't have to treat it like Chutz Laaretz, and just in terms of what is bought, you have to treat Le'isr. Good. The next line, what is the next line referring to? So we're going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's pshat, that it's going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had Orez as always being chayiv in Chutz Laaretz because the rice of Eretz Yisrael is known for sure. What the Mishnah said at the in the list, the beginning of Elu Dvarim, right? One of the items on the list, Yud Gimel Beis, Ha'orez Sheba Chutz Laaretz. The Orez and Chutz Laaretz, right? It's Nikar, whether it's from Eretz Yisrael or not. So Rabbi Yonah boy. So Rabbi Yonah says, Ha'isa Sadeo Zeruah Yerek. If you have a vegetable field, Uba Matza Orez, and you find Orez, right, that looks like Eretz Yisrael type of Orez in your field, growing. Yerek Mutav Orez Aser, you're going to tell me Orez is always Aser. If it's Nikar, it's the Eretz Yisrael kind. But what if you see it's growing in your field? You're going to tell me the vegetables are Mutter and the Orez is Aser. Or Orez Milamalan, Yerek Milamatan. Yerek Mutav Orez Aser. If Orez is growing further up in your field, right, and Yerek is growing further down in your field, maybe one is closer, even the Yerek is closer to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to tell me it's Aser. Does that make sense? You see it's growing. You see this type of Orez, even though it looks like the Eretz Yisrael one, you see it's growing in your field. You're going to tell me that Orez is always Aser? So the Gemara says, Aval Rov Asadas Halalu Osos Haminim Halalu. There are very few Orez fields in Chutz Laaretz, and therefore in Echinami. If they're growing here, Midrabanan, we don't want it to be confused because if you say that these are going to be Mutter, so then you're going to Matter even ones that come from Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, we have to ask, or even if you know for sure that it grew. V'yafilu tema rov asados halalu osos, rov aminim halalu enim banim elamina iser. Right? Most come from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we're going to be gozer on this orez that grows in Chutz Laaretz because of the confusion that if you matur this, then there'll be matur even the ones that come from Eretz Yisrael, and that would be a problem. So they're in a chinami, even though you have items that are growing side by side, and it's clear that it's growing here, we are gozer. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says. The kimot alokeach menashuk chayev la'asran, gozru nami ala gadol b'chutz la'aretz, to lo lesi le'ichlufe. So you don't come to make the mistake. Good. Ha'orez shebecholos la'aretz v'chulu, Tana. Ha'orez shebecholos antuchya mutter bimkomo. The orez in this area, cholas antuchia, is mutter, right? Even though, this is a place in Chutz Laaretz, even though the orez in cholas antuchia is similar looking to the orez of Eretz Yisrael, but everybody knows that that rice also grows in orez antuchia. So if it also grows there, so therefore we can be mako there. Rav Lazar ben Riosi, hiter ad kadun, all the way until a place called kadun. Right, that orez is mutter because everybody knows that it grows there. Rabbi Yonah bai ukimim midasa lechal ruach, and Rabbi Yonah says that area, that distance, like ad kadun in all areas, meaning it's a radius. That area in all areas, we could say that orez is going to be mutter because everybody knows it grows in that area. Good. Elu ayaros, the following cities in the Tsur region. Tsur is somewhere up north, right? Tyre. These cities are asuros because you assume they are considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Elo ayaros asuros bitchum tzur in the tzur region. Shetzesu betzesu pi mitzuva v'chanusa liyasa v'chanusa tachta the upper the lower ubeis karya v'rosh maya v'amon umazi all those places. Amar Rabbi Mana hadadat amar barishona. this is originally. Aval achshav yesh. But here there's more. Rabbi Mana says now there's been expanded areas that we treat. Maybe what is achshav? That means now we recognize that there's more areas that was nechbash by the Ole Bavel. Susisa, Ainush, Va'aintara, V'ram, Breen, V'iyun, V'yadut, V'kfar, V'chare, V'nov, V'chaspia, V'demach. Right, all those places are also included. In the Isser, included Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe Hiter Kfar Tzemach. Rebbe was Matir Kfar Tzemach. He assumed that's not a problem. It's not Usser. Rebbe Imi Boy, V'lomi Mali Masinein. But don't the people in Kfar Tzemach pay taxes to Eretz Yisrael? Doesn't that show that, you know, sometimes if you pay taxes, that shows that you're part of Eretz Yisrael? So Rabbi Imi hold Mali Misin Kamishnas Kamshu. Rabbi Imi holds that if you pay the taxes, it's a reflection, Kimi, as if it was conquered. Kamishnas Kamshu, and therefore that should have Kedushas Haaretz. But Rabbi obviously didn't feel that way. Rabbi said you could have places that are, let's say, in the vicinity and in the area that they would pay the taxes, but that would not be a raya that it has Kedushas Haaretz. Again, Kibush Chazaka, there's what to talk about, but we will stop here as we continue here in the second perek of Maseches Demayim.